This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording from Monday, January 8th, 2018, within the first four Mishnayos, second chapter of Mishnah Nazir. Mishnah Aleph, Hareini Nazir min ha-grogoros min ha-devela. And so somebody says, I am a Nazirite from dried figs or devela. They say common figs is some kind of a fig cake. So you've said I'm a Nazir, but the items you've identified are those which a Nazir is actually allowed to eat. So how can you be a Nazir from figs, right? The Nazir is from contact with a corpse, cutting the hair, and grape products. So Beishamai Omrim Nazir. Right, Beis Shammai says, nevertheless, you are a Nazir. Right? Because we basically cut your sentence into two. First you said, Hareini Nazir. You became a Nazir. Then you tried to backtrack and say, no, I only meant from figs. But once you accepted the Nazirus, Beis Shammai says, you're finished. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Eino Nazir. Beis Hillel says, it's not true. You're not a Nazir. We don't bifurcate your statement. We look at your statement, right, in totality and see if it makes sense. And here it does not. And therefore you're not a Nazir. Rabbi Yehuda says, forget the whole thing. We're not talking about Nazirus at all. Afcha Amru Beis Shammai. Even when Beis Shammai says you're a Nazir, Lo Amru Ela Be'omer Hare Hen Alai Korban. Even Beis Shammai agrees, says Rabbi Yehuda, that we're not talking about Nazirus. The question is, when you say I am a Nazir from X, does that mean X is prohibited to you? And therefore, right, Rabbi Yehuda thinks that Beis Hillel says everything's permitted to you. Nazir stuff is permitted. The figs are permitted. It's just a nonsensical statement. Right? Beis Shammai says you're a Nazir. First, we thought that meant you're an actual Nazir, but Rabbi Yehuda says, even Beit Shammai says, you're not really a Nazir, but you have succeeded in prohibiting fig and fig cakes onto yourself like a korban, which you cannot use. Second Mishnah, strangely formulated Mishnah. But it's a similar idea where you're prohibiting something which is not, doesn't fall under the, you know, the rubric of Nazirus. So Amar, guy says, Amra parazu hareini nazira im omedes ani. So somebody says, and this is a good translation, right, this cow says, I am a nazira if I stand up. And therefore, we now kind of go, you look at the kahati, we have to now fill in, right, where the person says, if I will be prohibited from this cow if I stand it up. Why you would say in that manner, I cannot help you with. Amar, Hadelet Hazeh, this door now said, Hareini Nazir im niftach ani, right? I will be a Nazir if the door opens. Now again, we fill in, right? If I open the door, I am prohibited from it. Beis Shammai Omrim Nazir, right? And then we have to fill in, the case is that the door actually opened by itself. So Beis Shammai says, in that case, you're a Nazir. Door opened. Right? Just like last time, even though you said you're a Nazir from something which does not, you know, Nazirus doesn't apply to, the door or the cow, Beis Shammai says, you're a Nazir. Right? You tried to take it back, didn't work, but you're a Nazir. Beis Hillel Amramein a Nazir. Beis Hillel says, well, look at that statement. It's a nonsensical statement. You can't be a Nazir from a door. You can't be a Nazir from a piece of meat or a piece of the cow or the whole cow. It just doesn't work. And again, Rabbi Yehuda now comes and says, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Afksha Amru Beis Shammai. Even when Beis Shammai says you're a Nazir, Lo Amru Ela Ba'omar Harei Parazu Alai Korban Imo Medes Hi. Now Beis Shammai says that we're only really talking about if somebody says, right, this cow should be like a korban to me, meaning according to Rabbi Yehuda, even here, just like in the first Mishnah, Beis Shammai doesn't think you actually become a Nazir, but they do believe that you've succeeded in prohibiting the door or the cow onto yourself, whereas Beis Hillel thinks everything is permitted. Okay. Mazgu, Mishnah Gimel. Mazgulo es hakos. Ve'amar hareini nazir mimenu. So somebody pours you a cup of wine and you say, no, I'm a nazir from it. Hare ze nazir. You're a nazir. That seems pretty simple. But ma'ase be'isha acha shehaisa shikora. Right, this poor drunk woman. So, right, the story with the drunk woman. Umazgala sakos. I guess they continue to provide her with wine. But at this point, she understands she's had enough. She doesn't really want to lose control. So she says, Ve'amra hareini nazira mimenu. I'm a nazir from that. Amru chachamrim lo niskabna elaloma harehu alai korban. Right. The Chachamim say in this case is different, right? Sometimes these circumstances will dictate how we understand her words. Right. Again, the first half and the second half of the Mishnah are identical. Somebody pours a cup and somebody says, I'm a nazir from it. In the first case, there is no extenuating circumstances. Nobody's drunk. We take the person at their word and they're a nazir. But in the second case, right, it could just be that she really didn't want to drink it. And if she said, I don't want to drink it, people might kind of force her, you know, to continue drinking. But once she says the word nazir, the magic nazir word, nobody wants to, you know, go ahead and affect that nazirus. And therefore, she says, no, I'm a nazir from it. But we understand, say the Chachamim, that all she really meant to say is, that drink is prohibited to me. She did not intend to accept upon herself a nazirus, and therefore, indeed, she does not. Mishnah Dalet. Hareini nazir amenasha ehe shosei yayinu matam elamesim. Right, somebody says, I'm a nazir on condition that I violate my nazirus. Right, I'm a nazir on condition that I drink wine and come in contact with a corpse. Right, that's also backwards. Right, I'm a nazir on the condition that I violate everything I'm supposed to do. Nevertheless, hareizei nazir va'asur b'chulan. You're a nazir. Right, that condition doesn't work. You're stuck being a nazir, and if you violate, you violate, and then you get punished. Yodeya anishiyesh nazirus. Right, somebody comes and says, I know that there is such a thing as being a nazir. Right, I once heard a story about Samson the Great. He was a nazir. I know the concept exists. Aval eini yodeya sheha nazir asur b'yayin. But I didn't know that, excuse me, that a nazir is prohibited in wine. Had I known that, forget it, right? Love my wine. Harei ze aser. Right, so the Tanakhama, the first opinion of the Mishnah says, no. As long as you knew there was such a thing as nazirus and you accepted it upon yourself, can't drink the wine, you're a nazir. V'Rabbi Shimon matir. Rabbi Shimon says, no. You can't become a nazir and accept upon yourself nazirus unless you know what the details of that nazirus is, or are, whatever the right grammar is. Right, but you can't do that. You need to know what you are prohibiting, you know, onto yourself before you can become a nazir. Yodeya on the last case for today. Yodeya on the isha nazir asur b'yayin. I know there's nazirus. I know the nazir can't drink wine. Avol savor ha'yisi shechachamim matirinli. Mipnei she'ein ani yachal lichyos el b'yayin. But I assume that the chachamim will be matir my nether. They'll undo my vow of nazirus, because they know that I'm desperate for wine and I can't live without it. Right? They know me. They know my situation. So I know that they'll undo it. O mipnei she'ani kovras amesim. Or because I'm a grave digger. Of course they're going to be matir the neder, because how could I take it? I come in contact with corpses all day long because I am the gravedigger. So the Mishnah says, harei ze mutar. Right, that's permitted. Right, the guy's not a nazir. That's just not a vow that is going to be chal, is going to take effect. Rav Shimon oser. Rav Shimon says no. Right, Rav Shimon believes that even though you took it, right, thinking they were going to, right, this goes back to those four types of nedarim before, they get wiped away, right, where you just had a false assumption or whatever it was when you made the neder, when you had an assumption, if it was false. Reb Shimon says, no, you're still a nazir. Now, you can go to the chachamim and they can be matir it, but it is not, you know, undone automatically, you have to go to the Chachamim and get it undone. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.